Okay, moving right along, KPFK, Eva, Georgia.
Eva, you want the mic?
Here's the mic.
I'm trying to, excuse me for my back. Sorry. Hi, everybody. A couple of things. KPFK was able, can you hear me?
Mic'd.
I am mic'd. We're in the business of radio. KPFK has had another extraordinary fun drive. We reached our goal and beyond, $135,000 over goal in 13 days. So $1,085,000. Our goal was $950,000. And some of you might be aware that KPFK was off the air the second Tuesday of our fund drive for 8 hours during drive time hours in the morning. We lost $50,000 during those hours. We made it up over the next few days. In addition to that, we pitched an additional 12 hours after our after the 13 days were over, and we pitched for backup generators, so we were able to raise the $70,000 in addition to our fund drive goal. So, yesterday I signed a contract on behalf... Oh, let me just say this, I'm sorry. You know, I'm always amazed at the passion, the dedication, and the commitment of the volunteers of Pacifica and the incredible amount of work that all of them do to make it possible for us to continue with our work. So I just want to thank our volunteers, programmers paid and unpaid, the staff, management, the LSB, and everybody that makes it possible for us to continue to have successful fund drive. But mostly and first and foremost, our listeners. I want to just thank them from the bottom of my heart. Yesterday I signed a contract on behalf of KPFK, and it's Dave, we got the grant for $50,000 for the Youth Radio Technology Grant. and it's a basic format of training 15 young people from 15 different high schools, and we're putting that process into place about how young people will be selected. So it will be 15 high schools per quarter that we'll do for the next year. The project starts in November, and it will be about producing radio and how to use new technologies. So very proud of the fact that we got that ground. Katrina, I was on my working vacation when Katrina happened, decided as a black woman that I just had to go. I needed to be there to do something. And Ambrose, thank you so much for allowing me to do that. I went with Margaret Prescott, one of our programmers, and we were invited to meet with grassroots organizations in New Orleans and Mississippi. And so what I did while I was there was call the station and coordinate with the station a fundraiser. We did a 14-hour music marathon on KPFK, where programmers that has never even talked to each other in the 20, 30 years that they've been there have been able to co-produce a 14-hour music special, most of it live. Artists came from all over L.A. and from outside of L.A. to participate live. People like Willie Nelson, Ben Harper produced live songs. I can't even remember all the artists, but the entire day was live performances, 90% live performances. These artists wrote the songs, debuted it, produced it for KPFK, and gave us the rights to the music. In addition, I should say the rights to Pacifica, we raised $111,000 during those 14 hours on KPFK. We disbursed the funds to four organizations, and these are all organizations I've met with in Mississippi and New Orleans. It was Community Labor United. It's a coalition of 47 labor organizations throughout the Gulf that had come together to deal with the aftermath of Katrina, the Vanguard Foundation, People's Hurricane Fund, and Veterans for Peace. We've disbursed $25,000 to each organization. We have signed agreements from them. They're supposed to report back to us. We've done all the legal paperwork. We went on the air in report to the listeners with the executive directors of these four organizations last week, right before our fund drive, and they talked about what they were doing with the money. And then we got them to pitch in our fund drive for us to continue the support. And Roy Campanella, thank you. We sent down two caravans of hope. We partnered with Veterans of Peace that partnered with 40,000 students throughout Southern California that collected, that was part of collecting food and water to take down to New Orleans. So the first caravan was like, I think 12 vehicles, trucks, and everything that went down. The listeners' response was just amazing. You couldn't walk in the hallways in KPFK because it was just filled with supplies. So we, on the way to New Orleans, one of the shelters or one of the camps in Mississippi called. They heard about the KPFK caravan and said, we haven't had food and water for 2 weeks. We rerouted our caravan, and they took food and water to people that did not eat and had water for 2 weeks. So that was just an enormous thing to do. So I want to just say thank you for our listeners for the incredible response, and the staff at KPFK has just been amazing. A couple of other things, and I'll be quick. KPFK has been in negotiations with our union contract for about a year. Lonnie and I lead those negotiations. We were able to finally get agreement on the contract 2 weeks ago, and AFTRA and KPFK will release a press release, and AFTRA is holding KPFK. Their comment is KPFK is now the groundbreaking contract within AFTRA, and that's the standard that they will hold any negotiations to. So that's the new KPFK contract. The Malibu booster, we're starting work on that, so that should be done basically by the end of the year. We've just completed annual performance evaluations of all staff. We completed the anti-racism training. I know that our board we have allocated money for the LSB, and I know that they're just trying to schedule a date to get that training done. Part of the shared vision that was developed between KPFK management and the LSB at the beginning of the year was to make money available, $40,000, to have stringers in the newsroom, so local stringers that gets paid $50 per story. And we were able to do that this year. So that was one of the things that came out of the vision between the different stakeholders. Was the stringers and also expanding our news. And part of that vision was also the backup generators that we're able to do now. We've returned FSRN to its full half hour after basically almost 2 years. And we've done studio upgrades at KPFK, two more. So KPFK's got about, what, 8 studios now. And what we've done is, when I talk about upgrade, it was taking everything out and putting in brand new equipment in our newsroom, so we were able to do that. Last time all of you came to KPFK in LA, we were constructing the second floor for the volunteer resources. It's been completed for several months now. We have 10 computers or workstations up there fully completed for volunteers to work. So the second floor is completely restructured for volunteers to operate from, and it's been very successful. Our website has been listed as one of the top 1% websites in the country that people visit. We now have 4 million visits a month on our website. The website has gone bilingual. We have seen the increase in the Spanish language community coming to the site, which we haven't had before, or we couldn't determine really, because there was no measurement for us to determine that. So there's definitely a growth in that audience happening. We started a few months ago with archiving, and that's becoming really popular of our public affairs show. So I think that's enough said. Thank you so much. And Rob, I want to thank you for working with KPFK and allowing us, for the first time in the network, we were able to take the lead in producing a national show, and I'm just grateful that KPFK was able to do that with the National Labor Program. So thank you.
Rob Levine.
Oh, I didn't. We've completed the access. I think it was the board that passed the policy to have. Yeah, so we've completed that, and we're starting the process now of implementing what we are required to do, not legally but morally, and what you've been trying to tell us, Jane. And one of the first things that's about to happen at KPFK now is that we're going to have Braille on our boards in master control, because we have an access program and we have a blind programmer. We also, for the first time, have a board up in a wheelchair. With the new studios, we reconstructed the doors so that it is in compliance, and we're able to get wheelchairs through that now. So we'll start doing the additional work on making sure that we do as much as we humanly can to accommodate anybody with special abilities.
Ray?
Yeah, you mentioned having an anti-risk program, early training. Can
yes.
you tell us how you selected the people who did the training and what was the result? You know? And also, a quick question. What outreach, maybe as a programming, what outreach individual do you have on staff reaching out within the spirit of inclusion?
Thanks, Ray. We haven't implemented this program. We just got the grant a couple of days ago. But we did have, we've had two youth training programs in this past year where we have programmers themselves set up where they met with grassroots organizations and or high schools. And the high schools then selected the students that were interested in media and sent them forth to us. So we've done two training programs already this year. And so now this one will start under the grant program. And what we do is you'll have different, it's a concept that I studied in broadcasting when I was studying in Germany. It's called training the trainers. So what you do, we're taking programmers, and it might be six different programmers, and each one gets paid $250 to train a session. Every student gets paid $50 a session as a stipend for attending the training. At the end of the day, they are supposed to produce shows that airs on the program. And then part of the agreement is that you train another person in your community. So that's kind of the kickoff to this grant program that's supposed to start in November. So we're putting this whole process together still as to how the selection will happen with the high schools. No, $50 per session,
yeah,
per student within the grant.
I asked a question about your anti-racist program.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The selection and who did the training and so on.
Craig Pratt, the guy that's been doing the training for the general managers that was in L.A., we chose him because he was so intimately familiar with the different situation in Pacifica. And I've met with several other people and couldn't quite get what I was looking for. And he just had a better understanding of Pacifica and what we were looking for. So we used him. Thanks.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I guess it was in March of 98 that I had my first meeting on the board as a member. And we met in L.A., and so I spent a lot of time listening to the radio station. And it just struck me today, you know, the difference between the way the station used to sound and it sounds now. It now really sounds like a diverse community, whereas before it sounded like an aging community that was not diverse. But and we worked a lot. I want to thank you for supporting the programming committee, both in the International Spanish Language Program. We're finally going to put something out nationally in Spanish language. And both you and Fernando were forthcoming to every request our committee made. And then when we tried to do more collaborative work to show that we can collaborate within the network to produce some of these network broadcasts, I was just knocked out at the work that Maria did recording, Sonali, Alan Minsky in producing. I've never worked with people in the Pacifica network that have been so cooperative when we did something like this, and the point of it was to show that if we gave the talent from the local stations more of an opportunity, we not only do we overcome some of the resistance, but it sounds better. And so I just, I can't say enough. So, but we also had support from our Ernesto Godinho and the KPFT Labor Collective.
Yeah.
And Ernesto Aguilar. You know, Armando was very helpful, but I mean the other stations as well. And Ron helped us get the Labor Day stuff off. But KPFK really is burning.
Thank you, Evan.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'd like to congratulate KPFK and even Georgia and all of the listeners, of course, and such success and exciting things. But just a quick question. Roy Campanella had mentioned that you were doing some collaborative work with KPFA, and just was wondering about the whole thing with Flashpoints, which was mentioned earlier, because they do a Spanish language broadcast on Friday evening. I was just wondering if that was one of the things that you, the two of you were talking about.
We were talking broadly about particularly the two hip-hop shows, about simulcasting there maybe once a month, but taking our news and see how we can complement each other's newscast, and looking at what kind of things that we do that kind of relates to each other that we can simulcast and get talent to work together from the different stations. So now that we've had that discussion, we'd like to throw it open to programmers and the staff at the different stations to get input and say, look, this is what we've putting forward, and just LSB and everybody else, because people have to have the opportunity to, you know, give their input and see how we go from there, and let's just start this collaboration. I've been dying to work and have a couple of collaboration with KPFA, so I'm just grateful that Roy is so willing and open to this, because it's been like knocking on that door for a while. So we're finally there. We've have some, you know, initial discussions. We have some very specific proposals. We don't want to put fear into people, but we want to give the talent the opportunity to produce and have a larger audience and be able to bring something unique and different to the airwaves of KPFA and KPFK.
Thank you. Patty, and this is the last
question. You said that the your union contracts, if the standard for contracts or the model, what makes it so? And then I have a follow-up question.
The benefits that we've put in there, and I really have to go down to it. One of the things that I can just mention is that we've put in 6 months paid maternity leave in our contract. We've added in stipends for travel stipends for producers. So there's a whole range of benefits, because the idea behind this was that the union contract should represent what a progressive organization for Pacifica stands for. So, you know, we can definitely put together just a quick reference of what those benefits are. We've taken over the healthcare after healthcare collapse. So KPFKA has been paying full healthcare benefits. Lonnie has proposed that we do the pension fund. So the pension plan, the pension fund that management receive is now available to all staff at KPFK. Pacifica matches up to 3% of that pension fund. So benefits, because we will never be able to pay the kind of money that corporate media pay. But being able to provide benefits for people was a way to make that contract as progressive as possible.
And one thing, when was it signed?
We have not signed the contract. We have in principle agreement, have reached in principle agreement between the union and KPFK, because my understanding is that the board has passed a policy that the union contracts now have to be approved by the PND, and I would actually like to get a clear answer on that, because that impacts the ratification process. So if I could get clarity on what that is.
The policy is that major contracts, of which a union contract obviously qualifies, should be notified of the intent to enter into the agreement and provided with the agreement before it's entered into. So
okay.
We get to review it. There is no approval process in place yet, but there is a notice policy.
Okay.
So we should be getting that contract before they ink it. Since they're aware of it, they're not under time pressure to do that, and it's crucial that, I mean, that's will be one of the first times this major contract policy has been observed.
You will be, there is major time pressure with the staff. you'll be getting it fairly soon within the coming couple of weeks. Yes.
Yeah, if we could get it as soon as possible, but as David mentioned, there's not an approval process.
So absolutely.
Once you receive it, you all can move forward. Thank you very much, Eva.
Thanks, Madam. Thank you.